with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In an interview, House Speaker Mike Johnson is asked if he'll change his mind and release an ethics report on sexual misconduct charges surrounding newly resigned Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's been picked as Attorney General.
I don't know anything about the contents of the report because the way the rules work, of course, the Speaker of the House can't put a thumb on the scale or be involved in an Ethics Committee report. What I do know is that the comments about this being there's a precedent for releasing reports is not exactly accurate. Yeah, there are two breaches of the tradition in the past under very extraordinary circumstances. I don't think this meets that criteria.
Speaker Johnson appearing on Fox News Sunday. The choice of Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General has many Democrats complaining. But incoming President Trump has described the Florida Republican as the right person to root out systemic corruption within that agency. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports a third November storm, Sarah, serving notice that a busy hurricane season not over.
November has been an unusually active month for the hurricane season, when forecasters typically see a single named storm every year or two. The third storm this month, Sarah, will move over Belize Sunday before dissipating Monday, says the National Hurricane Center's Philippe Papin.
We're still a little bit above normal for the month of November. We've actually had also one major hurricane, which is Rafael, that happened a little bit earlier.
He says even though they're not monitoring any storms right now, November's not over yet.
Last year, for example, we did also have a fairly hefty amount of activity, but wasn't quite as active as this year's hurricane season.
Hurricane season for storms in the Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf of Mexico officially runs from June 1st to November 30th. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Women aren't the only ones using abortion pills.
A British court has found a man guilty of slipping abortifacient drugs into a pregnant woman's drink, causing her to lose the baby. The woman, who apparently had some kind of relationship with 40-year-old Stuart Warbley, said she intended to keep her child. British authorities are pursuing charges against another woman who apparently helped Warbley get the drugs. Pro-life advocates say this case demonstrates the danger of making abortion pills widely available. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study from the University of Colorado reveals that books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries were the most likely to be challenged by parents. A comprehensive review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states during the 2021-22 school year found many of the same titles appearing again and again. The most banned books are Gender Queer, a Memoir, and All Boys Aren't Blue. Both deal with children coming out as gay. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Chumas reports on the most expensive piece of Titanic memorabilia to be sold at auction.
A gold pocket watch given to the ship captain who rescued 700 survivors from the Titanic sold at auction for nearly $2 million, setting a record for memorabilia from the shipwreck. The 18-carat Tiffany & Co. watch was given by three women survivors to Captain Arthur Rostron for diverting his passenger ship, the RMS Carpathia, to save them and others after the Titanic struck an iceberg and sank in the North Atlantic on its maiden voyage in 1912. Auctioneer Henry Aldridge and Son, who sold the watch to a private collector in the United States for 1.56 million British pounds, that's about $1.97 million, said it's the most paid for a piece of Titanic memorabilia. Karen Chamas, London.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.